The Attention Economy by Karen Nelson Field. The one-sentence summary. Gaining the attention of potential customers is much more complicated than the media industry would have us believe. What the book says. This is all about how media works in a modern context dominated by fake news, fast facts, and seriously depleted attention stamina. Rather than simply heralding disruption, this is a conversation about the myths we need to leave behind and what the scientific evidence actually says. The concept of viral marketing is utterly flawed because of the nature of the sharing distribution. This is a reverse J-shaped curve. The likelihood of a video spreading to millions from a small seed is highly unlikely. Hyper-personalization creates a web of one, or a filter bubble, in which you just see the same stuff all the time. A brand's customer base typically looks like a banana. That's a reverse J-shaped distribution. Technically called a negative binomial distribution, or NBD. There's no point in trying to increase the purchasing of already heavy users. Big brands have more loyal users, but they're loyal to several brands, not just one. This NBD Dirichlet, that's a posh word for a probability distribution, shows that the path to growth is less a marketer's choice than a statistical certainty. Advertising impact is therefore small but positive. It doesn't persuade, it provides publicity. Attention and viewability are not the same thing. Viewability is a media owner output, the ability to see advertising, whereas attention is a consumer output, whether they watch it or not. For example, a YouTube ad could have 25% coverage of a viewer's screen, that's a quarter of it, with 100% pixels, that's the whole ad in view. But if the pixel level falls to, say, 70%, then the brand name could be missing from the ad. STAS is short-term advertising strength. The greatest uplift in sales impact is when a viewer moves from a non-attentive state to a low-attention one. In other words, high attention is not essential for success. QCPM is quality cost per thousand. The tricky bit is establishing the extent of the quality, which is no easy task. Metrics include CPCV, that's cost per completed view, and AVOC, audible and visible on complete. In one study, 88% of digital ad clicks were deemed fraudulent. Bots account for over 60% of all website traffic and 18% of impressions. There will be a crash in ad tech because digital advertising doesn't work. Buying reach from big online media but not knowing how many impressions are real might not actually deliver any unique viewers at all. What's good about it? Attention is fleeting. Human capacity is low and we're overloaded. Advertising is incidental. It's a small part of lives, so doesn't command that much attention. Advertising is not a pervasive force, and we buy habitually. Top-down triggers can work when something is truly relevant to a potential customer. Bottom-up triggers can be generated through unexpectedness, which improves the chance of them paying some attention. Blitz scaling is attaining explosive growth lightning fast. This is 10% growth a day rather than a year. In this regard, companies like Facebook and Google have become accidental media companies. A number wang is a statistic you can bandy around that sounds impressive, but with a bit of context is less so. When a study is claiming a single instance breakthrough, wait for a repeated result before changing course. What you have to watch. This is a very technical book that will only appeal to media specialists.